Graham Platner campaign seeking research director after allegations of rape. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 7, 2026. Maine Democrat Senate candidate Graham Platner's campaign is seeking a research director after a new allegation surfaced that he entered a woman's home without permission and reportedly raped her. The position, which was posted to Daybook on July 7, comes after a report from Politico revealed that Jenny Rossico, 41, told the outlet that in 2021, Platner entered her rural Maine home uninvited one night. Rossico also told the outlet that Platner had been deeply intoxicated and forced himself on her while she repeatedly told him to stop. "I remember him grabbing my pelvis and being really forceful of me," Rossico said. According to the job listing on Daybook, the position for research director for Graham Platner for U.S. Senate is paying a salary of $7,000, $11,000 a month based on experience. The position will require the development and execution of a comprehensive research and vetting strategy to ensure the campaign has the strategic intelligence needed to take on billionaire-backed politicians. The ideal candidate will have experience conducting opposition and self-research for a federal campaign, be highly organized, and bring a sharp, analytical, and rapid response approach to political strategy, the job listing says. Platner has previously faced criticism for having a Nazi tattoo and has been in favor of violence. Breitbart News's John Nolte reported in October 2025. He also advocates violence. Here's what he wrote just a few years ago in a Reddit post that was deleted after he became a candidate. "Tell them that if they expect to fight fascism without a good semi-automatic rifle, they ought to do some reading of history." In another thread, the 41-year-old military veteran wrote, "After the war, I've pretty much stopped believing in any of the patriotic nonsense that got me there in the first place, and am a firm believer that the best thing a person can do is help their neighbors and live a loving life." Then he added this, "Still got the guns though. I don't trust the fascists to act politely." A report from the Wall Street Journal in May also shared that Platner had sent sexually explicit texts to women early in his marriage to Amy Gertner. Emily's List has also sounded the alarm regarding Platner, stating that he made disturbing comments about sexual assault victims in Reddit posts in which he said they should take some responsibility for themselves. Platner also stated that sexual assault victims should act like an adult for FKS' sake.